Consider a LASIK gift card and give the gift of sight. Who knows? LASIK just might be the present you decide to give yourself.
Richie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RichieEyeClinic.com.
You're listening to the KYMM Morning Show on 95.1 FM and AM 1080. Joining us now by phone from Minneapolis is Andrew Parker. Andrew Parker is an attorney with the law firm of Parker, Daniels, and Kybort, and hopefully I'm getting that last name right, who is right now representing a group of 20 former Northfield Hospital and Clinics employees in a lawsuit against the hospital due to the vaccination mandate. And first of all, Mr. Parker, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeff.
Let's talk about the lawsuit and what kind of brought it about. First of all, you're representing 20 people, and they have all used either religious or medical reasons for the, I guess it would be an exemption from the federal mandate. Let's talk about, first of all, that federal mandate and what it says and how you are reading the Northfield Hospital and Clinics guidelines on this as well.
Well, the mandate that Northfield has put in place is the Northfield vaccine mandate. It is not based on a federal mandate. There is not a federal mandate that requires Northfield to do what it is doing. The Northfield hospital mandate is one which violates the law because it does not allow for an interactive process that reasonably accommodates employees who have sincerely held religious beliefs or a medical condition that creates serious risk to them if they were to take the vaccine, or at least a potential risk. And so if Northfield had gone through an interactive process with these employees to determine whether there was a reasonable accommodation for them to continue work in a manner, Jeff, much like they were doing just a year ago at the hospital when they were working, many of them, double shifts to protect and help and save patients' lives. This was before the vaccine came out, but there were safety precautions that allowed them to continue to operate. And so to suggest that those precautions are no longer reasonable as an accommodation and rather fire these employees, many of them 15 to 20 year employees, where this is their only livelihood, is a violation of the law.
Now, the kind of struggling to, I guess, to wrap my head around this. Did President Biden not give a mandate that all healthcare workers get vaccinated?
The question of whether or not that is a requirement today is being challenged across the country. And no, this Northfield mandate is not a requirement. And more importantly, even if it were, or when it becomes such, if so, reasonable accommodation is required, and that is a part of any federal mandate.
Now, according to, from what we understand from the hospital, according to them, that they do, they have had an interactive process. Maybe we can go through that a little bit with you. Did your employees, did they go through, I would imagine human resources would be, department would be probably the people, their go-to people. Did they all report with human resources? And what was the hospital, what did they, I guess, what was their experience with that?
Yeah, their experience was a policy was issued. It allowed for a request for an exemption. These employees made that exemption request. There was never any discussion about accommodation. There was never any consideration of accommodation. In response to the exemption requests, these employees were each given a number, you know, 1 to 100 or more. And they were then referred to by their number, and they were each given a denial letter, an exact identical denial letter in a form letter, reflecting that there was no individualized discussion of whether one of the employees had cancer, another a brain tumor, another a neurological issue, and what might have been an accommodation for these various issues, medical conditions, or in the case of religious beliefs, what sort of accommodation might have existed. It was just a form letter sent, no interactive process, no discussion. I don't know what the hospital is talking about when they indicate that there was a back and forth discussion about reasonable accommodation.
Let's talk about the medical exemption. In this case, does the employee or the former employee, do they have to have a note from their physician saying that, hey, this will endanger my client if my client does in fact get this COVID-19 vaccine? Is that part of the process? I would think that the physician would have to sign off on this. Is that part of it?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, if they establish that they have a medical condition, whether or not they have a doctor's reference to the vaccine itself, if they establish that they have a medical condition, that's all that is required, we believe, under the EEOC guidelines, which are instructive here. But beyond that, in this case, interestingly, unlike many employers or contexts, here we're talking about healthcare workers. We're talking about nurses and doctors and those who understand only too well the risks of their own medical conditions, but also of the vaccine. So the interactive process doesn't only occur if you put in a medical exemption and have additional medical support for it.
Now, from the media reports that we've seen so far on this, it's been cited that one doctor and some nurses, I don't know the number of nurses, have joined that lawsuit. The rest of them, were they all directly involved with the healthcare process? Were there office workers? Were there people who maybe did the billing or whatever that weren't in direct contact with patients?
Yes, there's a variety of positions and jobs. Some of these employees who were terminated had no interaction with patients, and in fact, we're working remotely from home, terminated nonetheless.
Andrew Parker, once again, is with us. He is representing 20 of the former employees of the Northfield Hospital and Clinics in a lawsuit against their former employer. Let's talk about the religious exemption. There's a lot of gray area with that. How many of the 20 applied for that religious exemption? And I don't know, what can you tell us about, were they all of a certain religion? Was it a variety of religions that are involved in this and that interpretation? Because that's a big gray area.
Yeah, it was a variety of religious beliefs. They articulated individually the basis for their religious exemptions, and all of them were categorically denied without any discussion of the sincerely held basis of those religious beliefs. And that's the violation of law.
All right.
And, it's important to understand. By the way, it was virtually all of the 20. There may have been a couple who did not include that, but most all of them did. And a lot of the foundation of their religious beliefs is putting an irreversible drug into their system without their consent. And the basis and the testing related to that drug that they're putting in their system And again, irreversible. Once it's there, you can't remove it. Creates a religious objection for them. Again, without any debate or discussion, denied.
Once again, Andrew Parker with us. Can you tell us what they're seeking in the lawsuit? Do they want their jobs back? Are they looking for monetary compensation for this? What is the lawsuit seeking?
Well, let me tell you that every single one of these plaintiffs sincerely wanted to keep their job. Many of them, 15, 20-year tenured employees with the hospital, loved their job, loved their colleagues, loved the work that they were doing. And it was pulled out from under them. As I said, it has devastated their households. One, for example, has just gone through cancer treatment, and her fiancé had a serious medical condition as well and also worked at the hospital. Both of them were terminated. They're looking at this point to be made whole. They need to move on with their lives and find other employment, but it has been an extremely stressful time for them.
Is there, once again, Andrew Parker is with us, the attorney for the representing the plaintiffs against the Northfield Hospital and Clinics. This is, as you had mentioned when we started, this is not the first lawsuit that's been brought up. There's really literally thousands of them going around the country right now. And there really have been since the pandemic began a year and a half, almost 2 years ago now. Where have the courts ruled on this type of thing yet? Have there been any, I guess, precedents that have come out of this so far?
Well, you know, that's an important point, Jeff. That this case is different from the vast majority of cases that are out there. We did not sue this case out primarily, although it is a part of the case. Based on vaccine or the illegality of the government issuing a vaccine mandate. Again, it's a part of the case, but the focus of this case is the manner in which Northfield Hospitals carried out its mandate by violating the EEOC guidance, by violating statutory rights related to reasonable accommodation, and they did not consider, go through the interactive process, nor on any occasion allow for a reasonable accommodation. And the only reason they allowed it in that one case was because they felt as though they were not able to fill that spot and had to accommodate that employee for their own purposes. But across the board, it was a blanket denial. And so that's what makes this case unique and different, and the focus of it different.
Once again, for our listeners out there, this is a civil trial against the Northfield Hospital. Normally, we don't cover civil trials really at all. We don't. We'd pretty much stay out of that here at KYMN Radio. This one does involve the city of Northfield property, which is owned, of course, by the citizens of Northfield, the taxpayers. So that's why we're questioning both sides, and we do have offered Northfield Hospital and Clinics the opportunity to comment on this if they would like. But we haven't heard back from them. We have nothing scheduled as of yet. So, Mr. Parker, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate you giving us some time and the insight on that. Much appreciated. Have yourself a good day.
Thank you. You as well.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Bye.
Andrew Parker, once again, with the attorney with the law firm of Parker, Daniels, and Kybort. I'm not sure if I got that name right or not. There you have it. That's what's going on.